special offices.
I need to talk to Jim Cook over there, please.
Jim's not in right now. Do you want to leave a message?
Well, when would he be back?
You might try this afternoon.
Well, I tell you what, who am I speaking with?
This is Steve. Who's this?
Well, my name is R.D. Mercer. I'm calling you from Fayetteville.
Okay.
We had a problem with one of y'all's VCRs down here. Rented that thing last night. It had my little step niece's Aladdin tape down there.
Mercer?
Yeah, M-E-R-C-E-R. And I couldn't get the damn thing. We tried to set the timer on it to record wrestling there last night, and I couldn't get it. In fact, it's still flashing 12 at me right now.
Okay. And you need to speak with Jim about it?
Flashing and flashing. I need to talk to somebody about it.
Okay.
You in charge of that equipment down there?
Well, this isn't the Fayetteville store. Are you needing to get a hold of the Fayetteville store?
Well, who owns that damn place down there?
This is the home office.
Well, that's who I need to talk to, somebody about that, because they told me to call the home office and talk to them.
Okay.
Because there's a problem they couldn't get took care of. Because we got about $24.95 worth of Aladdin tape down here on the floor right now.
Huh. Okay.
And last night was the night with the Fabulous Freebirds was coming back on the WWF, and we couldn't get it recorded.
Huh.
And I'm pretty PO'd about it.
What's your number, R.C.?
And it's R.D. My number is 1-800-WHOOP-ASS is what it is. There's somebody going to get... I'm getting a runaround from about 9 different people here, and I'm getting just a little peed about the whole thing.
Well, we'll take care of it.
Well, I guarantee you somebody will, or there's going to be an ass whooping.
Well, that's not going to solve anything.
Well,
talking like that.
I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Make somebody's eyes flash 12 like this VCR is doing right down here to me.
Hang on just a second, R.D.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your phone number, R.D.?
Well, I'm going to be out of pocket for a while.
Okay.
Can I just, why don't you just send me a check? I'll give you my address, and y'all just send me a check. And
well,
don't you tell me right now how to program this damn thing so I can, if the wrestling comes back on today, I can get it done.
Well, I'll have to find out. Did he give you a manual? Did they deliver it? Or did you pick it up?
I picked it up and took it home.
Okay.
And it flashed 12 all the time on me. I couldn't get it to do nothing.
Okay.
But ate my damn Aladdin tape.
Have you talked to Scott?
I ain't talked to nobody. It's just flashing and flashing and flashing and flashing and flashing. It's real irritating.
Did they give you an owner's manual with it?
They didn't. They just told me to plug it in and set it up and program it and away you go.
Huh.
I didn't get nothing but snow on there.
Huh.
Fuzz picture and everything. It didn't record nothing. And that my damn tape.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to get with Scott and find out what kind and what model and everything else. And
well, not...
We can send somebody out there to show you how to program it.
Honey, if you just hush, I'm trying to get this took care of right now. I know it. Listen, I got a little 5-year-old daughter, stepniece over here that just tore up about her Aladdin tape.
Well,
and I sure wish I could go in that. Why don't you call them boys over at Fayetteville and tell them to cut me a check for $24.95 and tell me how to program this damn thing so I can get that wrestling on tape tonight.
Well, we'll go down and see how much the tape is.
Well, the tape ain't that much money. It's the damn Aladdin tape it costs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, $24.95, homeland, plus tax.
Well,
we've got about 7% over here in Fayetteville.
Well, we'll take care of that, getting the tape for
you. So you're going to call that boy at Fayetteville right now and tell him to give me some money? I can just show up down there and hear about 15, 20 minutes, and then they can...
We'll go down and get the tape.
You just going to replace it for me?
Right.
Well, that'll be good. What are you going to do? Can you tell me how to program this wrestling in here? Because I guarantee if I miss Freebirds again tonight, I'm going to have a pop knot on my head.
We're going to come out and show you how to program it.
You're going to come out and show me how to program it?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be dog.
We'll show you so you'll know how for sure.
Well.
Okay.
I'd sure hate to have to whoop somebody's ass over this, because this would be 2 nights in a row. Y'all ain't going to charge me for the rental last night, are you?
If it wasn't working, we're not.
You going?
We'll give you an extra day.
Well,
that's what it takes.
Well, or knock some off my bill.
We'll give you an extra day.
What do you mean, an extra day? I don't need it but one day.
You just rented it for one day.
That's all I've done.
Well, we only have a 2-week minimum, so you're paid up for 2 weeks. We don't rent them by the day.
Why don't you just give this thing to me?
Yeah.
It don't work worth a damn anyway. I'll take it and get it fixed myself. I got a little...
No, we take care of service free.
Electronics, he's been to Voltac, been to electronics school. He fixed my little boy's ABC machine down there. It's a little tape deck, little Fisher-Price tape machine.
No, we take care of our own service.
Well?
We'll take care of that.
How much would you sell this thing to me for?
Well, we're a rent-owned company. We're not really set up for retail sales.
You set up for ass-whooping?
You're not going to get anything out of us doing that, I tell you that.
Well?
You know, I don't go for that kind of crap.
Might be a full-service store down there, ain't you?
Yeah, and we'll take care of it, too.
I tell you what, and there's another thing. There's this week's episode of NYPD Blues got Randy Reynolds on it, and I wanted to tape that before it come on, too.
Well, I need to schedule a time when somebody will be there so we can come out and show you how to use that VCR.
Well, let's see. I'm going to be gone today. I've got to go down and get the stitches took out of the bottom of my foot. I had a big planter's wart burnt off there 2 days ago. And my wife, now she's working down to Wonder Bread today.
Okay.
So it ain't going to be today.
Well.
I'm trying to think what we're going to do there tomorrow.
Well, I need to schedule a good time to get you taken care of.
Can't you just explain it to me over the phone?
You going to be there for a few minutes?
I'm here right now.
Okay, give me your phone number. I'll have Scott call you right back and explain everything to you.
Who's Scott?
He's the manager in Fayetteville.
Is that who I talked to earlier? I don't want to talk to him no more. He's a horse.
Well, I'm in Oklahoma. I'm not up there. And
well, then I got a pencil and paper. You just walk me through it.
What kind of VCR you got?
Well, hell, I don't know. It's a black one.
Well, see, I have to know what kind and what model and all that.
Well, I don't know. What kind of VCR is that over? Is it Fisher?
We don't carry Fisher.
No, it ain't Fisher. I need to look at it and see what it says. Is it Magnavox?
We carry Crosley, Quasar, Sylvania.
Is it a Sylvania? No, that's a... Hell, that's a radio. Look down there where that VCR is. Yeah, the thing that don't work. It's a Sylvania.
Okay. Do you have your remote?
We got the remote? We can't find it. I don't guess we've been. I didn't even got one. Did we get a remote with that? We didn't get no remote.
Well, that's part of the problem.
Well, then I guarantee you I'm coming down there and whooping somebody's ass today.
Well.
What do you say that fella's name is in Fayetteville?
His name's Scott.
Scott, what's your name?
Steve.
Steve, I appreciate your help because I'm going to go down there and I'm going to put a couple of knots on his head.
Well, give me a holler if you need us to come out and take care of this problem.
I ain't going to need no help. I'm just going to go down there and put a whoop on him. Put a holiday whoop on him.
Okay.
He'll be donning some gay apparel after I get done with him.
Okay, well, we'll see you in court then.
Hey, Scott.
This is Steve.
Steve?
Yeah.
What I need to do then? Do I need to just punch this in or need to go down there and punch him out?
We need to get out there and show you how to use it. That's what we need to do. Need to go through it with you and show you how to work it so you can do anything you want to on it.
Yeah. Do you know Randy Reynolds?
Yeah, I know Randy Reynolds.
Well, he's going to be on NYPD Blue tomorrow night, and that's why I need to get this ready to record so I can tape him on there. I believe he's going to have a shower scene.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Oh, we're sorry to do this to you. This is Phil and Brent over at KMOD in Tulsa, man. How you doing?
All right.
You kind of got in the way of an oncoming freight train.
Yeah, I guess.
We were trying to get a hold of Jim Cook.
Jim's not here.
I know. But you were.
Don't you wish he was?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Man.